For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Cameron Connor. Missouri vaccinators are expected to receive the first 50,000 doses of the newly approved Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine by Wednesday, and the state's health director says the shots can start as soon as the doses arrive. The Food and Drug Administration cleared the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on Saturday. Nearly 4 million doses of the one-shot vaccine are now being shipped across the U.S. Some states expect to begin injections Tuesday, but Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services spokeswoman Lisa Cox said today that the first doses in Missouri are expected a day later. With the U.S. vaccination drive picking up speed and the third formula on the way, states eager to reopen for business are easing coronavirus restrictions despite warnings from health experts that the outbreak is far from over and that moving too quickly could prolong the misery. The push to reopen comes as nearly 20% of the nation's adults have gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 10% have been fully inoculated. The head of Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urgently warning state officials and ordinary Americans not to let their guard down. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced he was releasing the rest of the funding he withheld from the state budget today. St. Louis Public Radio Statehouse reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says these funds were restricted due to the economic effects of the coronavirus.
Parson says he's releasing roughly $280 million, which is the remainder of the funds he withheld at the height of the pandemic, because Missouri's economy continues to improve. When Parson made the decision, the state's unemployment rate was projected to be more than 16%, but as of Monday, it's now below 6%. With the release of these funds, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has received all $123 million back into the Education Foundation Fund. Higher Education and Workforce Development, Health and Senior Services, and the Department of Revenue are among the others that received funding. Parson credits his, quote, balanced approach to the handling of the pandemic that has allowed the state to rebound economically. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.
A failed bid to shut down Missouri's lone abortion provider will cost the state $140,000. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the administration hearing commissioner granted on Friday the request by Planned Parenthood for legal fees as well as $6,600 spent on an expert witness. A four-day trial in October of 2019 highlighted the state's efforts to close the facility by denying it a license to operate based on allegations it had botched abortions. Planned Parenthood contended that the state picked a handful of difficult cases out of thousands of otherwise successful abortions. I'm Cameron Connor, KBIA News, Columbia.